Original gangster.
I used to listen to rappers flow, talking about the way they rock the mic at the disco. I liked how that shit was going down. Dreamt about ripping the mic with my own sound. So I tried to write rhymes something like them. My boy said, that ain't you, Ike. That shit sounds like him. So I sat back, thought up a new track. Didn't fantasize, kicked the pure facts.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. They was unprepared. Mass who would tell Monday it how Action really Sports Show. Sometimes it's not recorded on a Monday, but you get the gist of it. This show's going to be half as good as it usually is because my man, Todd Richards, is currently in Baldface, blowing us off to shred powder. I mean, kind of a dick move, but I get it. And I've been trying to call Todd, and he's not answering his phone. So we're going to have to replace Todd just for this week with some special guests. We've got Paul Zitzer coming on to talk about Tampa Pro, which is this week. And we've also got Eddie Wall to talk Ride List, as well as the U.S. Open of Snowboarding. But before we get to the show, we've got some special announcements. This is pretty cool. I want to, of course, thank Active Skin Repair. Not just, I mean, being a sponsor of this podcast is huge for us. And we thank them for that. But what I really want to thank them for is saving my children. For real, legit. I used Active Skin Repair on three separate occasions last weekend. I took my kids camping, 7 and 10, London and Roman. They are wild young boys, constantly slamming. And what happened this weekend? Oh, my son, London, 10 years old, hit himself in the shin with an axe or with a hatchet. And so, hell of a shinner. This was a rusty hatchet, so, you know, wiped it down, sprayed some Active Skin Repair on it. That was injury one. Then Roman, the seven-year-old, got hell of a rug burn on his arm. A rope burn. He was on a playground. Things were getting wild. So I used Active Skin Repair multiple times. And I also got sunburnt on my nose. Forgot to put sunblock on. Again, Active Skin Repair. So this is a product that we stand behind here. I'm not hoping that Todd gets hurt at Baldface. I'm hoping he gets like a small injury, some kind of cut, maybe a burn somewhere on his body, and he gets to use Active Skin Repair so he can tell us, you know, what's up. With the Active Skin Repair. I'm not hoping that Todd gets hurt, but if he could just sustain a small, maybe a paper cut on his finger, because he's very coordinated. He's much more coordinated than my children. So, again, if anybody up there at Baldface is listening, maybe put a lighter out on, you know, like heat up a lighter and stick it on Todd's arm, or put a cigarette out on his neck. And therefore, Todd can feel the love that is provided by Active Skin Repair. So thank you, Active Skin Repair. Also, we want to thank K2 Snow. K2 Snow. They make, in my opinion, the best snowboards. I'm okay at snowboarding. And what I enjoy about the board that I got from K2 is it just makes me better. It's easy to ride. It's a party platter. I can ride it in all conditions. I don't have a snow quiver. I probably snowboard five times a year. So I want a board that's going to be good all around. Take my word for it. The K2 Snow Party Platter. I know I say it every week, but it's legit. And if you want to get hyped, on snowboarding, you can go to @K2Snow on Instagram and then follow the wormhole. Just snooze3. Snooze 3, a new video featuring K2 riders. You can go direct if you want @SnoozeGlobal. But I'm telling you, if you want to watch some fun snowboarding, if you want to get yourself hyped to go snowboarding yourself, then check out K2 Snow and then go to @SnoozeGlobal for Snooze 3. The shit is legit. Like I said earlier, we're going to have Eddie Wall on the show later on in Snow News to talk to us about Ride List at Ride underscore List. Hey, I got bored on there. I'm selling a Superbrand Taser. Brand new. Ridden twice. For real. This is not like one of those, I only rode it twice on the way to church on Sunday. I'm a grandma. It's been in the garage ever since. No, legit rode it twice. It's just a little too small for me. I ordered it custom. And it's a little too small. I blew it. But my blowing it could equate to you scoring. Go to at ride underscore list, ride list. This is where people buy and sell surf, skate, snow, boards, gear, etc. Boots, outerwear. Eddie Wall is going to give us a breakdown later on in Snow News. So with that, let's go to Surf News with a very special guest. Ooh, this is good.
Ain't no point looking at the liquor store. With you, girl, I'll find you looking for the cash.
All right, this is Surf News. This is presented by Ride List, who, again, we'll be talking later on to Eddie Wall about what's cool about Ride List. I got a board up there right now, at ride underscore list. So let's get into it. Like I said at the top of the show, we've got... I said we had a special guest, but... I'm very excited because we have special guests. I got Josh and Sierra Kerr right here at Monday Mass HQ. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy to be here, Chris.
I'm stoked that you guys made it. So started off, Josh, you're on a podcast tour. I know you were just with the homie David Lee Scales on the Surf Splendor podcast, right?
Right. Yeah.
What you guys? I haven't listened to it yet. I'm going to. I promise. Yep. What did you guys get into?
Did you
cry? Did you really get deep?
He had some good questions. You know, we dove deep into the world of the surf industry, to the world of asymmetrical and alternative crafts.
I love it.
And the Airborne series, family life. Yeah, we kind of got into it all.
But you didn't have Sierra with you on that podcast.
No, this is a special guest here.
Yeah.
Hi.
That means this one's going to be twice as good. Sierra, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming down here. Why don't you give me an update? Everybody knows about this dude. Everybody knows what's going on here. Tell me what's up with you. I know you're playing a lot of rugby,
yeah,
but you're also surfing, skating. Give me the Sierra Kerr update.
Been playing a lot of rugby and surfing like almost every day, and yeah, just having a bunch of fun.
What are you surfing? Besides surfing for fun, I mean, I surf with you a lot at our local spot here. But are you like practicing for something? Are you training for events? Are you just out there trying to rip?
Just out there trying to rip, really.
Okay. Good. That's what we're all trying to do.
Yeah. Me and Chris are still trying.
And I've seen it. And she does rip. So let's get right into it. This is Surf News. The Monday Mass is the world's greatest action sports podcast. I'm just going to start hitting you with some topics that are hot right now in the world. And then we'll get into some of the boards. You actually loaned me a board. We'll get into that fun stuff. Let's jump right in. WSL. Big announcements. We got the season coming up. We've already seen a couple QS events going down. WSL has a new logo, a newly updated longboard tour, and a new commissioner, Mr. Pat O'Connell.
Yeah.
So your thoughts? I mean, new logo. It's fun. New longboard tour. That's cool, too. Give me your thoughts on it.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, it's super rad to see WSL always continuing trying to evolve, you know, and keep things update. I really like the Pat O'Connell move. I think Pato is going to be really cool for the WSL, obviously being a real core surfer, but also understanding pretty much everything from a consumer to a brand to a corporation, and kind of he gets it from all different facets of the sport. And
that's a gnarly
good
job
understanding
too.
Yeah, geez, it's going to be fun. Like me doing the airborne, I get to work with him now. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Hell yeah. So what is, I guess in layman's term, what does the WSL commissioner do contest to contest? Like what is their job?
I think it varies. I'm not like, Kieran's is pretty specific to like rules, formats, and running on the days and stuff like that.
And that's the hardest thing to do.
Totally. That's the tough one. The on-site making the calls is probably the most nerve-wracking, like, way worse than being a competitive surfer.
And the most thankless.
Yes, and the most thankless.
Because you're going to get blamed for whatever. If the waves are firing and somebody loses, they're going to blame you.
Yeah, because if it's the like waves when aren't it's firing,
it's your fault.
Totally. When the waves are firing, like, you can't really blame the commissioner, but the waves are good. And then when generally, let's say 90% of the time, the waves aren't good and you have to make the call when they're going to surf in the not so good of the worst case scenario stuff. And yeah, you always get blamed for that. You can't blame the ocean. You just got to blame the commissioner.
Yeah, well, we're fired up. The WSL tour and the new longboard tour sounds pretty cool. I think they're going to be probably going a little bit away from ladies and gentlemen trying airs on their longboards and maybe just styling it out a little bit from what I'm expecting. And I actually didn't know much about the longboard tour. I've been a huge fan of the duct tape and those events and stuff, but I watched some of the tour. I watched some of the events. I did my research on our current two world champions, and they seem like really cool, eclectic, awesome people.
Right.
So that's kind of fun.
That's Stevie Suikai.
He's rad.
He's rad. Didn't he make the J-Bay contest 1 year in shortboard division, yes. I think, too?
Yeah, J-Bay local.
And I remember him being so stylish in that event. I was at that event. I was like, wow, how is this guy? He has such a unique style. And
yeah.
Of course, it evolved perfectly over to the longboard scene.
Yeah, and he's a weirdo, which I like. And I think we need more weirdos in this sport. And speaking of weirdos, biggest weirdo of them all, Kelly Slater. It's coming back. Sierra, I know you're versed in Kelly Slater stuff because I know you're a fan of him like we all are. Kelly Slater is coming back, and he's going to start his competitive year on the QS, the qualifying series. Kelly Slater's announced he's going to be surfing at the Vistula event in Manly Beach. What do you think Kelly Slater's chances are going to be at the QS level, Sierra?
Pretty good.
He's a pretty good surfer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy that Kelly Slater, who has 11 world titles, is going to go back on the QS to compete against, you know, big grommets, basically. You know, and he's, what, 40-something?
Yeah, he's definitely going to be the oldest in the field.
He's older than us.
Yeah, no, he's... I think he's got a good 10 years, maybe more 48? On me. Yeah, no, he's probably 12 years 47? On me.
Yeah. Something like that. But that's pretty cool. I mean, for Kelly Slater I think it's huge for the event, of course, to have Kelly surfing it, but that kind of asks the bigger question, can Kelly Slater do it? Can he grind on the QS? Can he put it together on the CT? Does he have a shot?
I actually feel like his equipment and everything is going to really be honed towards those kind of conditions. He rides they've got those epoxy Slater design boards pretty down, and he looks pretty spicy on them, you know? And sometimes that... It can be his downfall in really good waves where they look move too much and too spicy, yeah. You know.
It's too small.
Yeah, exactly. So I think in like the smaller Sydney kind of conditions, he's pretty sprite. He'll
sick
find
would
his
be
zen and
if Kelly won a QS too.
I could so see him somehow doing it.
Yeah.
You know, he'll pull some sort of weird grab full rotation and come in and go, I didn't even mean to grab. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. That was an accident.
It was just there, so I grabbed it.
He is the king of accidental errors, which, again, is Kelly Slater. He can do whatever he wants. So that also leads to the question. The 2019 Championship Tour is just around the corner. We got rookies. We've got, the returning forces in Medina. John Florence coming back. Colapinto is, I'm sure, going to be making a charge. Toledo, the whole crew. Let's do some pre-shadowing. We've got some time before the first event, but some pre-shadowing here. Foreshadowing. Preview, foreshadow, something like that.
Sure.
Give me a couple names of who you're excited to see. Both of you. You can think about this, Sierra, while your dad answers. Give me some names of who you're excited to see on the championship tour this year.
I'm excited to see the return of John.
Yes.
I'm excited to see the return of Kelly. But... also, you know, the Medina, Felipe, Italo kind of storm is definitely super exciting and probably the hardest three to beat, I think, now, for sure, and the most focused. But world title-wise, it's kind of interesting. I have no real clear... I know the people to beat are probably those three that I just said. Because they're just feeding off each other's kind of stardom and everything in Brazil, the whole push, and they've really got a great momentum together as a clique right there. So I feel like them three are going to be the top three, but not saying that Griff and Kelly and John and, geez, there's a bunch of guys on tour. I'm excited to see the return of Jack Freestone back on.
Yes.
You know, a few guys coming back. Ricardo Christie, just the good old New Zealand slogger. So good to see those guys come back. So I'm
every
excited.
Every year it's like when it ends, you're kind of going, okay, all right, I've had enough. And then when you start to see all the names piling on tour, you start to, I mean, you can't help but get excited about the championship tour coming up. Sierra, I know you're a fan. You watch every contest. Give me some names you're excited to see on the 2019 championship tour.
Excited to see Griffin and John and also Philippe.
Yeah. Those are some good names right there. Yeah. I think we're right there with you. We're also...
And Jadson's coming back.
Jaddy, yeah, baby. You're a Jadson fan.
Yeah, he's really nice.
Yeah, Jadson rules. He actually just won a big event down in Brazil, Fernando de Naranja, which looks like, you've probably been there a million times. That place looks amazing.
Beautiful place. Like, it's a really beautiful place of the world. It's like this one little island. You get to drive around in like dune mobiles, basically, like little sand mobiles around the island.
There are no cars on the island, right?
That's the cars. They're like the dune old school, like 70s, so like sick sand cars, and it's pretty fun. And
the wave is crazy.
There's a bunch of really fun waves. It has that real deep water because it's just like a volcanic island that just popped out of the middle of the ocean. It's like kind of like their little Hawaii, I guess. It has a lot of power, but it's mainly beach breaks, not but really heavy beach breaks, not reef.
Oh, of all the places in the world, I didn't even know that contest was happening until like right before. I would have volunteered to commentate that just to go there. Also, a part of the championship tour for 2019, Red Bull Airborne.
Yes.
Which, are you the commissioner of the Red Bull Airborne? Are you invent? What does it say on your Red Bull business card?
I don't have one. But I don't know what it would say. I'm kind of running a lot of shops on that side,
right,
from developing everything to commissioning to legalizing.
Legalize it. Legalize aerials.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just, handling it all. It's pretty exciting. We're doing a standalone qualifier at Diva 2 weeks before the main event
on
March 16th. So I'm excited to get over that for that.
And so you got your invitees and then people can actually qualify to compete at Snapper.
Yes, for the top two from that qualifier, we'll be able to compete at Snapper. So I've got two spots for like the more regional Gold Coast area kind of, and Australia guys. So it's really cool. Red Bull's really committing to really getting behind this this format and the Airborne itself. And, it speaks to their brand, and it's pretty exciting for the WSL brand to bring, the creative and progressive
the Albie Layers, the Matt Mules,
Chipper and Noah and all that. Super exciting.
My favorite surfers, all those people that you just named. So you have three stops on the Red Bull Airborne?
Yes, three stops.
Snapper, France,
Snapper, Karamas.
France. All right, those are three of the best air spots.
That's pretty much the three. Like, they're like, look through the tour, see which one. I'm like, they're the three.
Yeah.
Karamas is going to be just ridiculous, I think.
Probably, it's almost like a catapult. Like, you can't not do big airs at Karamas.
Right. And the best part is they call off the CT right as that wind starts fluffing up.
Perfect.
And it's like, okay, air guys.
We'll take it. Red Bull Airborne starts when the championship tour starts. First stop will be at Snapper Rocks. Can't wait. Let's go from oceanic surfing to artificial surfing. Wave pool news. There's a lot of wave pool news happening, which I know you love them. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Sierra, have you ever surfed? You surfed the Kelly Slater wave pool, the WSL Surf Ranch wave pool.
Yeah.
And your thoughts on that amazing, magical place?
Super fun. Yeah.
What was the best part?
The barrel part.
Yep. Agreed. And so we have more wave pools opening. Have you seen, Sierra, the surf lakes, the plunger? It looks like Mad Max. It plunges down and sends waves in all directions. They're opening one in your other hometown, the Gold Coast of Australia. What do you think of that?
It's pretty cool. It's crazy looking.
Right?
I think it looks kind of scary to surf around personally.
The sound of it alone is nuts. I talked to Barton Lynch, who's part of the team working on it, opening it up.
So is it for sure opening? The way I read it sounded like it was a prospect of opening it.
I just have revealed plans to open mid-2020.
Okay.
So I'm just going to positive.
Yeah, like it is happening.
I'm going to speak all highly of it because I'd like to go to it. I think, of course, I mean, we're all probably in the same boat here. The more wave pools, the better.
Yeah, and there's going to be plenty of them for sure. And I think in 10 years' time, very accessible for probably any given surfer different coastline within probably an hour flight, worst case
let's
scenario.
Let's go.
Let's
go.
Yeah.
Speaking of let's go, Waco Wave Pool is reopening.
Yep.
New filter system, so I think they're going to get clear water, same amazing waves. I did not get a chance to go to Waco in its first kind of run. So you went there too?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I haven't, Wave been, pool I haven't wizard. Been to that one.
You haven't been.
I haven't been. Sierra
so
went.
It's up, to, it's up to Sierra to tell us what it's like.
Yeah. Was it fun?
Yeah, it was super fun.
So I'm going to put you on the spot, Sierra. And don't worry, Kelly Slater doesn't listen to this show. So what's better? If you could have one wave pool in your backyard, you got WSL Surf Ranch or you got the Waco wave pool?
Maybe Waco. Okay. If Kelly had like a bunch of different waves, then I would definitely pick Kelly. But Waco, you can have like all the different waves, like the slab, the air section, and like the three wave set. So I think that's what makes it a bit better.
All right. You can have both if you want. You can have the Surf Ranch front yard, Waco backyard. Yeah. What about you? If you could, you haven't been. I haven't been there.
Yeah, I mean, it looks really fun. I like, you know, I've done the Cove one, the Wave Garden one. It looks like similar to Cove and Waco, how they can just throw many more waves. And there's something about just, I think if you were just alone surfing the wave pools, you'd probably almost choose Kelly's because the wave
itself, the perfect wave,
But then the vibe of the Waco and the Wave Garden one, where you can have like 10 friends in the water and.
Yeah,
everyone's getting as many waves as they want, fast. It's like surfing a fun rip bowl with your buddies on a beach break. Those sessions are so much fun.
It's the point. I've heard this point made before is that so Kelly Slater grew up in a generation of, you know, searching for the perfect wave, and he grew up with, you know, surfing a lot of cloud break. And I the most like the Kelly Slater Surf Ranch, it to me is restaurants. That's the most similar wave that I've surfed to that. So I feel like he created the perfect wave. I mean, that is as good as it gets. Then you got Waco, which was, I feel like, helped out or created by kind of I don't want to say newer or modern generation, but more of an air-minded kind of generation.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the ramps and you have that kind of like, ADD surfing, which I want to get involved with.
Yeah, exactly. I like
let's
catching.
Let's go on a wave pool tour. Why not? In between airborne events, we'll just go to wave pools and we'll try them out.
Right? I mean, just how cool is it being able to catch like 30 waves in an hour?
I know. I haven't caught 30 waves in the last like 3 months.
Me either.
Well, speaking of shredding, really fun event this last weekend, Camp Shred. It was right here at the campgrounds in Cardiff by the Sea, California. You had hundreds of people come down. They try. It was basically the world's biggest action or the world's biggest surf demo. So you're trying out boards, wetsuits, skateboards, you know, fins. They had Futures, FCS, Captain Fin. They had, you know, all the surfboard companies, Channel Islands, from Channel Islands, super high performance all the way to like Josh Hall style, you know, twin fins and the whole deal. Camp Shred was super fun, and it's one of those events where I love to go and you see, you know, families trying boards, grommets, you know, grown grommets trying out boards.
Yeah.
But one thing that caught my eye was a lot of new kind of constructions and technologies. And I feel like, you know, what's creeping back in, and you're part of this, is the twin fin vibe. And I just saw Surfer Magazine did an article called Mapping the Lineage of the Twin Fin, a look at the past, present, and future of the ever-magnetic twin fin surf craft. You actually let me borrow one of your album, Surfboards, Twin Fin, and first two waves, sketchy. I didn't know what I was doing. Once I figured out where to put my feet, I could feel the magic.
Yeah.
Tell me about, and I know you got deep in this topic on the Surf Splendor podcast, but give me the kind of crib notes. Tell me about the twin fin experience for you. Why is it all about twin fins?
For me, it's just the speed, right? The speed and the kind of that sketchiness that you talked about. That's exciting to me, you know, living on that little edge of like going so fast and where you can put the twin fin, where it kind of gets that little sketchy from rail to rail kind of vibe. But then once it's set on either rail, you get so much more projection in your turn. You don't lose any speed through your turn. And it does have a lot of control once it's on rail. And the new school twin fins are, they're moving the fins back further. You get like the more performance, less keel finny kind of twins. And you can go backside on them. You can go front side. You can get tighter in the pocket than you used to on like the wider tail. A lot of my twin fins aren't that wide of a tail.
Yeah, we're kind of a pulled in rounded pin, exactly. On the one that you loaned me.
Yeah, exactly. So you can actually put it pretty steep in the pocket where the twin fins before, you couldn't put it in there because they wouldn't be able to go from one rail to the other in such like a curved wave. But now you can see some of the guys, along with myself, just trying to get a bit more radical on the twin fins. And just that speed is what, I've gone to a thrust after it and I felt like I was dragging an anchor.
Really?
Yeah.
And now I know you could ride any board you want in the whole world. You've started to collaborate a lot with Album Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Matt. Album Matt.
Matt Parker.
Album Surf Boards, who visually make some of the coolest looking boards that I've ever seen. What was it about your relationship with him, the boards, you know, why is that relationship developing as we're seeing it now?
Yeah, it was funny the way it started. So, you know, obviously I was on Rusty for 15 years. And when that relationship came to an end, I started testing a lot of different boards. And a lot of shapers were reaching out to me to shape me boards and stuff. And I'd be telling every shaper, like, yeah, just shape me like a performance board and one fun board. And then Matt reached out and all these other shapers would shape me like, their fun board they'd shape me would be 1 inch shorter, a hair wider and a hair flatter, and that was the fun board. It looked pretty much like a short board, you know, no different than Matt.
I still got to work on this thing.
Yeah, exactly. And then Matt shaped me just these three boards that were just so like rad, this like full ASIM, a rad looking fish and another twin fin. And I was just like, and they looked so pleasing to the eye and then they went amazing as well. I'm like, oh, this sold. Guy's rad, sold, you know. So I started working with him on boards and he's so switched on with being able to do those creative outline, aesthetically pleasing, retro looking boards, but then putting all these like modern facets of like the perfect concave to match it, the good rail, like the nice softer rails to kind of ease it up on the going from rail to rail, and the rockers are just so spot on. So for me, I was like sold instantly. I'm like, that's exactly what I love, is being able to have that freedom and have that look of that retro style, but being able to still surf the way you want to surf without like losing your progression or whatever
right.
you want to put in your surfing.
Hell yeah. And I promise I'm going to return that board soon. I didn't bring it today. So yeah, you'll get it back
sure.
shortly. Sierra, how tall are you?
4'11",
and tell me, that's, I ask you that because I wanted to know what boards you ride. I've seen him out there on the album boards, but I've also seen you on some pretty awesome looking surfboards. Tell me about the surfboards that you're currently shredding on.
Usually using some Slater designs, like 4'10 or 5 foot, 4'11 sometimes.
And you going tri-fins?
Triple
yeah.
fin? Yeah.
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 You haven't quite got on the twin fin train yet.
I did it once, but I haven't done it with my dad as much as he does it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt shaped her a little 4'10 twinny actually, and then she surfed it pretty good. I was kind of pretty tripping. Her twin fins were like just a regular size medium or a large fin.
Yeah. So I seen you on some Slater Designs board. So Sierra, as we kind of get into contest season, not just for the pros but also for the AMs, do you have any plans to compete, you know, amateur level, ISA stuff, or what's your plan for surfing?
Nope, not really, just free surfing. Yeah.
Phil, what about dropping a video part? I think I would personally love it. I think a lot of people would love a Sierra Kerr video part soon.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan. We're doing, yeah. Well, yeah, she doesn't have like a we don't really have a development plan for her competitive surfing yet.
Have fun.
Or anything like that. I mean, she surfs in some school series stuff locally here, and that's it, really. I mean, sometimes a charity event pops up and we go jump in that, and then... But we're about getting ready to go to Oz for 6 weeks and then Indo for 6 weeks. So maybe so that video part video might have to progress. Come together.
I think you guys could put together probably the, you know, I would say one of the best father-daughter video parts ever seen. We would have, you know, I think if you guys did that, you would kind of lay the gauntlet out. You go, okay, Coco, Michael, let's see it. You know, you could start something there. So
what do you reckon?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it. I like
exclusive.
That idea, Chris.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
We'll
Josh and
out for
Sierra
us.
Kerr, video part coming soon. Thank you guys so much for coming into the Monday Mass studio. And thank you for loaning me that album, Surfboard. Like I said, well, you're going on a trip, so I'll have it ready for you when you get back. For sure. The Kerrs are here. You know, let's do some plugs, some shout outs. What's your Instagram, Josh?
Instagram is Josh_Kerr84. And Sierra's is?
Sierra Kerr.
Yeah. Pretty simple.
You got to better Instagram than he did.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Follow these fine people on Instagram. And like I said earlier, now the gauntlet has been laid. The best father-son surf edit ever made is about to drop. No pressure on you two. Thank you guys for coming in. That's been Surf News with Josh and Sierra Kerr. Good luck in your rugby games. We got a huge rugby player/fan here in Sierra. Sierra, is rugby kind of going to be like the hottest sport coming out of California right now?
Probably, yeah. It's getting pretty big around here.
And you're on ground level. You're like starting this trend.
Yeah, no, it's a good sport. And obviously coming from Australia, might be a little biased, but... watching the way they develop it over here, and they're doing such a good job with at an amateur kid level, and the kids have so much fun. I think it's by far the best option out of the other sports around this area. It's fast paced, it's aggressive, but it's safe. You know, I don't see many kids getting hurt doing it, so it's good. Knock on wood on that.
Well, and that's the first time we've ever had rugby news on the Monday Mass. So, all right, thank you, Kerr family. I'm sure you're off to do something cool. Golf, skate, surf.
Waiting for you
snowboard.
To finish. Let's go surf.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. We're going surfing. Bye. That was rad. Thank you, Josh Kerr. Sierra Kerr. Listen to Josh Kerr on the Surf Splendor podcast hosted by David Lee Scales. They get deep. They get deep into a Kerziness. And Sierra Kerr, right when we stopped recording, she showed me some card tricks. She blew my mind. A kid is good at everything. Thank you, Josh and Sierra Kerr. Now let's go to skate. Skate News is brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights. Quincy Woodwrights, made in the USA skateboards. It's got that Michigan pop. The wood is grown right there in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It is sustainably harvested, milled, glued, shaped, pressed, all done right there in Michigan. And guess what? Quincy Woodwrights is the manufacturers of the Folklore Project. The Folklore Project, the brainchild of Chris Dune Pastris and Jason Lee. And they have just announced a banger. Musca. The Musca Rising Sun Deck. Available through March 1st on pre-order. After that, you're going to have to go to your local skate shop to get it. Check out the Folklore Project on Instagram, Quincy Woodwrights on Instagram, to order yours. I'm ordering two, one for the wall and one to skate. That's the only way to do it. I mean, if you're a skateboard collector/skater, I wouldn't consider myself a skateboard collector, but when something like this drops, I gotta get one. I have the Chris Pastris Curb Crusher 3, one to ride, one to hang. I got the Jason Lee Cat in the Hat, one to ride, one to hang. I'm going to get the Musca, one to ride, one to hang. Chad Musca, come on. This dude rules. Get the Musca board. Now, follow at Quincy Woodwrights. Thank you, Quincy Woodwrights, for making amazing skateboards, first and foremost, but also for, doing it proper. Doing it right here in the USA. And I'm not one of those, like, flag wave, rah, rah. I just think it's cool that, this is one of the last remaining USA-based based skateboard operations as far as decks and wood and all that stuff goes. So I back Quincy Woodwrights. And I skate the wood. The pop is good. Michigan pop. There's nothing like it. Check it out. Folklore Project. Muskaboard. Limited edition. Pre-order. Now. The votes are in, folks. The 2018 Transworld Skateboarding Awards have just been dropped, released. Here's a list. Rookie Pro for 2018. Frankie Villani. Video part of the year. Video of the year. Polar, we blew it at some point. Love that video. Proper pick there. Video part of the year. Tyshawn Jones and Blast, of course. Oh, Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Ripping work. Hallelujah. What do you think, Todd? Oh, Todd's snowboarding. Dork. It's fine, though, because I have a special guest to tell us more in skate news, and he's very well spoken. Might be more well spoken than Todd. We'll see. What else? Cover of the year of Transworld Skateboarding was shot by the homie Anthony Acosta. Congratulations. A Day One song cover. Mental. So those are just some of your 2018 Transworld Skateboarding Awards featuring the best of the best that happened in 2018. This is cool. I went over to monsterchildren.com. Converse just dropped Lightbox featuring Louis Lopez. Soto. This kind of harkens back to Skate and Create, which Transworld Skateboarding used to do, where they have a lot of people have their own iterations of this. The Barracks did it. You got your warehouse, you got your ramps, you go in there, you do something totally unique and awesome. That's what Converse just did with Lightbox. They're using projections and imagery to make otherworldly skate landscape. And Louis Lopez, obviously, the dude's one of the best there is right now. So check out Lightbox on Monster Children. And now to the main event. The Tampa Pro is celebrating 25 years. And one of the masterminds, one of the wizards behind what is considered to be, you know, the benchmark of, you know, of contest skating. You know, we've got Street League, which is the highest tech, just, you know, high dollar, crazy big names, stadium filler. You got Vans Park Series, which is the fastest, just heaviest punk rock skate event tour ever. And you've got Dude Tour, you've got X Games, you got a lot of events, but Tampa Pro is the event that you're going to see guys, you know, come out of the woodwork. Some of the best, most iconic pro skateboarders only do one contest of the year, and a lot of times that is Tampa Pro. But don't take it from me. Take it from one of the masterminds behind Tampa Pro. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to present to you my conversation with the one and only Paul Zitzer, i.e. Tampa Pro. Oh, we are live.
Sick.
You got Paul Zitzer on the Monday Mass. Paul Zitzer, we got a big weekend coming up. 25th annual Tampa Pro.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. I was born on the first year of the Tampa Pro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are one old looking 25-year-old, yeah. I'll tell you. But you're still a beautiful man.
So it's good. It's my birthday and it's Tampa Pro. No, so 25 years. Tampa, yeah. Pro has and always will be the benchmark of, you know, what is and what contest skating should be in the realm of Tampa, Florida. So give us a preview. What can we expect from Tampa Pro weekend that is this weekend right now?
Good times, start to finish. And I think the cool thing about Tampa is that you never really know what to expect. You'll get anything goes. So it's not just, we don't, you know, half the time we don't even know who's showing up all the way or who's not. Like, it's not like it's going to be a battle between Nija and Yuto. Who knows? Neither of those guys might be here. I hope they are. But you get all the best dudes, and then you get all kinds of completely random wild pros from all over the world that maybe can't get into other contests because who knows why. But there's less rules here, so it's pretty sick. We'll see what happens. It's going to be good.
Hell yeah. And so the big dog is the Tampa Pro, which is the street event, which, mm-hmm. you know, this is a contest that has been won in the past by guys like, you know, P-Rod.
Do you want you want some of the list?
Yeah, give me some of your favorite past Tampa Pro winners.
Okay. Well, first of all, hands down, 1995, that was the first one. Mike V won. That was when he was on Powell and the whole team showed up wearing the hockey jerseys, and he ripped. And I still remember to this day, he finished his run with a kickflip backside 50-50 on like the flat box in the middle of the course, which doesn't sound like that big of a deal. But at the time, it was pretty groundbreaking. And he wasn't even a tech guy to begin with. So it was like, boom. He kind of set it off as like, wow, that contest was sick. So that was Mike V. And then the next year, Costin won. He won the second one, and he went on to win it two more times. Andrew Reynolds won it back-to-back in 97 and 98, which, I mean, that's legendary. Bastion has won it. Buznitz has won it. Lutzka won it three times. P-Rod, T-Puds, Luan, Nija. It's like a laundry list of the best dudes, like the guys you want to see skate, you know?
That's wild. And then so
yeah.
Who I know you've got the insider information. Give me your potential top three. who you think's gonna come through and shine. Maybe give me two obvious ones and one total wild mm-hmm. card.
Okay. That's so hard. I'm gonna go with, if Yuto's here, I think, like, he skated last year, and in qualifying, he smoked everybody so bad that it was like, wow, he's going to win. I don't remember what happened in the finals, why he didn't win, but I'm going to go with Yuto, and I think Kelvin Hoffler is due to win something because he's been on such a rampage, and he's been so close so many times, and I think, I know he's going to be here, and he's going to be going for it. So maybe he's like a bit of a wild card because maybe he's not your typical like Tampa pick. But I don't know. There's so many, like, dude, Brian Anderson's coming. Stefan Janoski's coming. But then we got like dudes like Ashad. He could win here. You know, this is like a contest Ashad could win versus maybe he's not as good in street league because he's not such a best trick skater. He's more of a line guy. Because I think what's cool about Tampa, too, is it's the old format, too, right? It's three runs in the finals. Best run counts, period. So it just really opens it up. It's less predictable. I'd love to see Ashad win Tampa Pro.
Hell yes. All right. So there's our solid picks right there. And yeah. And we're not just inside. We're not just in the street course. We go outside right. as well, correct?
Yeah, we do. We go straight out the back doors into the courtyard for the Converse Concrete Jam. Now, I should note, the course got upgraded back there. More cement was poured. The little stuff is gone, so it got bigger. And then we're changing the format. You know the Concrete Jam is super chaotic,
yeah.
But I'm going to, like, here's what happened. It would get so many crazy freaks out there that a lot of times, let's say somebody like Pedro shows up, and he's like, dude, do I really want to take the chance of colliding head on with someone?
I'm
going
to die. I don't want to skate. Yeah,
so they don't want to skate. So to make sure, like, we have a serious, legit contest, we changed the format a little bit, and the first half of it's an invitational, so there's going to be, like, 12 or 13, depending on who all eventually shows up, but 12 or 13 of the top vol skaters, tranny skaters, are going to be skating in order, and then after that, we're going to, like, back to the Chaos Jam style.
Open the floodgates.
It's going to be broken up.
Hell
yeah.
Yes. Okay. I love it. So we got it's all weekend long. It's a celebration mm-hmm. of skateboarding, street,
yeah.
concrete, wildness,
yeah. Beers.
And yeah, just the madness before and after. Are you going to have the sludge? What do you call it? The sludge run?
the moat race.
The moat race.
Is this
is an unofficial Tampa.
Tradition.
No moat race officially. Unofficially,
we
you never know.
We it could happen. You know what? It was an organic thing that we didn't start the moat race. It just started happening. And then we turned it into like, oh, we'll put it in a webcast and whatever. But it just got like, it got so out of control that it was more just like a straight up liability hazard. Where we're like, somebody's exactly. going to get, first of all, somebody's going to get either step on a rusty or like seriously diseased needle in the moat. Because it's like trash in there, or it's right near the street and people are running into the street and chasing each other with like hard-boiled eggs and stuff and throwing them in people's faces. It got a little too hectic. So and you know what, beyond that, it just got in the way of the whole flow of like the webcast and everything. We're like, we gotta go outside for the moat race, and then the whole contest shuts down for an hour, and I think people at home were probably like, yeah, that's probably what fun, the hell but I'd it? Rather see some skateboarding.
So let's, okay, the moat race is its own animal. We're sticking to skateboarding. Yeah. And yeah. Where and when are we going to watch Tampa Pro Madness unfold?
I'm happy to report that you're going to watch it on spottampa.com all weekend for free. No signups, no hoops to jump through, no drug tests, nothing. You just log on to spottampa.com. And it's going to be on Saturday and Sunday, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern, both days.
Hells yes. Thank yeah. you, Paul. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Stay hydrated. We'll be watching Tampa Pro this weekend. Love you long time.
Thank you.
Talk to you afterwards if you're still with us, because we know this Sweet. Is a big weekend for everybody.
Yep. Sounds good. Thank you very much. Tune in, everybody. See you online. SpotTampa.com.
Bam. Peace. Paul Zitzer rules. Tampa Pro rules. It's one of my favorite contests of the year to watch. You should all watch it. If you know what's good for you. If you want to get excited about skateboarding, watch Tampa Pro. Like Paul said, indoor, outdoor, concrete, street, the shit rules. Tampa Pro is this weekend. Congratulations to the Spot crew on 25 years of skateboarding excellence. In other skate news, hey, go watch some skate stuff on the internet because it's great. No business like snow business, and I'd like to give you more from my co-host Todd Richards. Hello? Todd's, man, he ditched us. Todd is currently doing some R&D. He's at Bald Face, which is kind of the heaven on earth for snowboarders, and someday I'll go. For now, we're just going to have to take Todd's word for it via Instagram that he's having the best trip ever. He's having so much fun. He can't even pick up his phone. Should I try to call him? I'm going to try to call him after this because before we talk, we probably don't, before we don't talk to Todd Richards, we're going to talk to Eddie Wall. I want to tell you, Snow News is presented by K2 Snow. K2 Snowboards, amazing. K2 snowboards are amazing, and their team rules, their visuals rule. If you go to K2 Snow on Instagram, you'll know what I'm talking about. What's the latest? The latest is you're going to have to get in there and get involved with the new video drop. I talked about it a little bit at the top of the show. Snooze Global presents Snooze 3 featuring plenty of K2 riders. And you're going to get hyped. So check it out. Snooze 3, K2, Snow. Thank you for bringing us snow news on the Monday to Mass. Hey, there's so much snow everywhere. I got to go. I believe I'm going to go to Mammoth in March as part of the Grand Prix. I'm not working there. I'm going to be snowboarding there, hopefully. I might just sneak up this week. We'll see what happens. Before we do any of that, I got the chance to hit up a homie this morning. Top of the show, you heard me talk about Eddie Wall. And Eddie Wall is a legend. And I do not use that term lightly. This dude is one of the guys that invented you know, rail riding, street riding. He rules. And he's also brought to the table not only his expertise, but also a sponsor at Ride List, at Ride underscore List. Eddie Wall is part of the Ride List program. And like I said earlier, I've posted a surfboard on Ride List. Eddie's posted a snowboard. There's all kinds of good stuff on there. We want to get to the bottom of it even more. Ride List has been with us the last couple episodes. Eddie's left us messages. We've left him messages. Now I talk to the man himself. This is Monday Mass, myself with Eddie Wall. Eddie Wall, representing Ride List. What's up, my man?
Oh, not much. Just hanging in Mammoth at the Fat Tire House.
Oh, damn, dude, you get around. You were just in Tahoe and neck deep powder. Now you're in Mammoth enjoying more snow. Eddie Wall is going hard this winter. So, Eddie, thank you so much for coming on the Monday Mass. You're always welcome guest here. I know you're busy, but tell me, Ride List, this is a company that you're working with. It's a company that I'm currently working with. I'm slinging a board on at Ride underscore List. But you tell me, we've been talking about this this cool place to sell gear. I had a really weird, creepy Craigslist encounter a couple months ago, and that kind of took me out of the Craigslist game. So I'm happy that there is something called Ride List available for us. You tell me, what's up with Ride List?
Yeah, so essentially it's kind of like you're saying, it is similar to a Craigslist, but instead of, you know, kind of like you said,
weirdos coming into your house.
Exactly. You know, it's more in our wheelhouse. So it's essentially like a little bit more the community of surf, skate, snow, bike, BMX, things like that. You know, so you're kind of, you know, the whole idea behind it was to create a Craigslist, but for more of our community.
Hell yes. Well, I guess the easiest way for people to see this, to be involved, is to go to the app. You can get to the app and you can download the app easily by going to Instagram at ride underscore list. Eddie, we've been talking about doing, you know, every time we record an episode for the next couple of weeks, next month, let's do a deal of the week. Ride List. Deal
yes,
of the week
yes.
or pick of the week. What did you see on there
lately
that you're hyped on?
Okay. Yeah, so this week, one pretty cool thing that somebody just posted a day or two ago, which is really neat, is some old Foursquare outerwear, but it's in mint condition. They said they'd only worn it once or twice. And Foursquare is a company that was part of Forum and Special Blend back in the day. So it's kind of some vintage gear. You can't get this in stores anymore. Actually, it was a company I used to ride for, but it's it's really cool gear. Can't get it anywhere anymore. And so it's a little bit of a more vintage find, old school style, but in mint conditions. So yeah, go check it out. There's a pan there. Did you check it? And then somebody just posted about 2 days ago some Channel Island boards. They're used, but they look like they're in very good condition. There's a 5.7 and a 5.10. And then your son, Chris Cote, has posted, you put your super brand board, the Taser, it's a 5.6, and it looks like it's in mint condition. And as I was mentioning before, you know, that's a, you get to surf a board that you got to surf, you know? and I would be pretty hyped on that.
Big,
you know,
selling point there, yeah. Hell yeah. That's it. That's
so,
Ride List.
Yeah. Those are the deals of the week. And for anyone listening, check it out. It's free to download. It's free to post stuff. You don't have to put in any of your banking information. You know, you can sell stuff, you can buy stuff, and it's totally free. And if you want to mail it to someone, you just, you can put it in the mail. Or if you want to go meet them and pick it up in person, you can do that too.
Awesome. Thank you, Eddie Wall. Thank you, Ride List,
yeah,
for helping present the Monday Mass. And Eddie, give me your next couple of days. What is the life of Eddie Wall going to be like throughout the rest of this week? Because I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
Tomorrow morning, I fly to Vail, Colorado for the U.S. Open of Snowboarding. And then when that's over, I fly back to Mammoth for the U.S. Grand Prix. And then after that, I go home to SoCal to take a long walk on the beach.
I love it. All right. Well, while I have you here on the phone, U.S. Open is obviously, it's a very big deal. you know, the couple of names that come to my mind, Scotty James and Chloe, you know, the Chloe effect. Is there any other riders that are going to be able to stop Scotty and or Chloe in their respective half pipe disciplines?
Chai, the Chinese snowboarder, she is insanely good. Her name is spelled C-I-A, and I think they pronounce it Chai, maybe it's Kai, but she is insanely good and definitely has a chance. But Chloe's pretty hard to beat right now. And then for Sky James, Yuto, he is a Japanese kid who is absolutely mental. At the X Games, he rode out of control good. His average height was like 15 feet per hit. So yeah, I would say Scotty has to kind of look out for Yuto, but I don't know if he might be, so he might be hard to take down too.
All right. We're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to watching that and listening and watching you, Eddie. Thanks for coming on the Mass, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Talk to you next week. Thank you, Eddie. Eddie is on a mission right now. It's a prime time snow season thing. Yeah. That's why I have no one to talk to right now in snow news in office, because everyone's out there snowboarding. Thankfully, Eddie Wall picked up his phone and gave us the scoop on ride list. Potentially, you know, who can take down Chloe Kim? Who can take down Scotty James in the next big event that's happening in a few days? More snow news next week, where we will hopefully have the return of the other half, the slightly more handsome half of the Monday Mass duo, Todd Richards. Todd, how is it? Let's try to call Todd. Sometimes we do this, we just call people and we talk to them about stuff, and that's what we're going to do right here. We're calling Todd. Usually we're on the other side of this, calling random people. We called Sage Katzenberg before, Curtis Sizek. We just called Eddie Wall. I mean, we just freestyled this shit right here. He's not going to answer. Todd's neck deep in POW right now, ignoring my phone calls. Maybe we can all leave him a message together, which would be kind of fun. Not to make him feel guilty, because he's doing his job. He's up there working with Quicksilver.
Please leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Please get back to us. Actually, it's too late. I already recorded the podcast for this week. It's over. So I hope you're having fun. I'm in here doing our jobs for us. I'm holding our end of the bargain. And you're out there neck deep in powder with your friends from Quicksilver, with your cool jackets and stuff. We're in here working. Fine. Todd will be back next week. That was snow news. Do we even do... How can we do nerd news without Todd? Well, we're going to try. Ooh, deep inside me, I hurt so bad. Nerd News is brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea. The only nerd news kind of that I have is not nerdy. It's actually really badass. You know, Panikin Coffee and Tea has been at it since forever. It's the best. We love you, Panikin Coffee and Tea. Follow at Panikin Coffee and Tea on Instagram and drink it. I go to my location. I live right by the one in Encinitas, the OG Panikin Coffee and Tea. But it's at San Diego Airport. It's in La Jolla. Panikin Coffee and Tea, the OG best coffee in town and elsewhere. I watched the Oscars because my girlfriend's uncle was nominated for Best Actor. He didn't win, but he should have. But Rami Malek won for his Freddie Mercury acting abilities, which I talked about it last week. I mean, that movie, The Queen Bee. I've seen some online anger that Bohemian Rhapsody won. That movie made me cry four times. I was cheering. I was crying. I was loving it. Bohemian Rhapsody, best actor, Rami Malek. Dude, yeah. I mean, I still feel, you know, Viggo Mortensen. he's basically family. Anyway, the best part about the Oscars, the homie, Jimmy Chin. Jimmy Chin, Alex Honnold, get best documentary with Free Solo, Hallelujah. That, if you haven't seen Free Solo, you are blown. You're blowing it. It's the best doc. It's one of the best movies, one of the best films ever made. I'm telling you, you cannot make this up. Free Solo, have you seen it? No? What is wrong with you? Congratulations to the homie Jimmy Chin, Alex Honnold, and the crew getting the best documentary. They got it. They've got an Academy Award. So sick. I mean, that's really all I have for nerd news. No, it's not. No, it's not. Because get this. I am now a collector of rock and roll memorabilia. And I started my collection not too long ago, but my collection has been vastly improved from my friends at Agronautics. Agronautics is a company that makes these things called throbbleheads. These are bobbleheads of your favorite punk rock heroes. I just got a couple new ones. You might have seen them on my Instagram. Rancid has the sickest throbblehead. I also got Rest in Peace Bob 2 from Devo. The de-evolved master himself, Bob 2, holding his guitar in his orange helmet throbblehead. I got the Gigi Allen 25th anniversary bust, which I can't even keep at my house because it scares the shit out of my kids. So thank you, Agronautics. Go to agronautics.com. Check out these amazing psychotic punk rock dolls. I got some pins, too, on the Agronautics site. I got the Gigi Allen limited edition 4-pack. Live fast, die, Gigi. I got 3 Misfits pins here that are amazing. Yeah. That is ultimate nerd news. Agronautics. Check them out. These throbbleheads deserve a place on your... If you didn't win an Oscar, you can get a statue that really, really will make your house better. Make your life better. Throbblehead from Agronautics. And that's it for nerd news. Thank you for listening to the Monday Mass. Recording sometime through the week. I don't know. Todd's gone. I'm alone. It's sad. This kind of goes back to the beginning of the Monday Mass. It's just me. And the show wasn't as good. This has been actually a pretty damn good episode. Thank you, Josh and Sierra Kerr, for rolling by. Thank you, Paul Zitzer. And thank you, Eddie Wall. And thank you to all of the sponsors for the Monday Mass Active Skin Repair. Thank you for keeping my kids intact. And thank you, of course, You Online. Go to youonline.com for this podcast and more. Tons more. Thank you to K2 Snow. Thank you to Panic and Coffee and Tea. Thank you to Quincy Woodwrights. Go get yourself a Musca Rising Sun limited edition. You know, this is iconic skateboarding at its finest. Thank you for listening to the world's greatest action sports podcast. Next week we'll be back. Hopefully Todd returns from Bald Face and it's not just me dicking around here in my studio alone. Love you. Bye.